1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, do you remember this part?
We're Song Shannon Salad.
We got to 20 episodes and you just had a little brain fart there.
Happy 20th episode.
Happy 20th episode.
For some reason, I was thinking that I... Clink. For some reason, I was thinking that, like, I said, welcome to Song Salad, and you said, with Shannon and Scott.
No.
But we've never done that.
Literally never. Literally never in the 20 other times we've done it.
In the 20 years we've been doing one episode a year
of Song Salad.
We've never done it.
Nope, never done it that way.
Well, you know what? Every 20 episodes, something should change.
Okay. What's going to change now? That you fucked
You're
up our
gonna
intro?
You're going to write the music, and I'm going to write the lyrics.
We should do that one time.
Yeah. Maybe like April Fool's Day next year. We should do
man.
A switcherooski.
Switcherooski. That's what that's called. Yeah, mm-hmm. We should, like, that would be so funny. See, but here's the thing. You will be more successful than I will be.
True.
Because you speak fluent English, and I can, like... I don't know, play Heart and Soul on the piano, and that's about it.
Then we'll do it to the tune of Heart and Soul.
Oh,
it'll
my
be
God.
Great. What's a song salad?
A song salad is a song that we write about a random topic that we find on Wikipedia in a random genre of music that we get on moodfuse.com.
Thank you, moodfuse.com and Wikipedia.
Moodfuse, we have more followers than Moodfuse does.
I know, but I'm hoping we can generate more followers for them.
I know, I tweeted at them a couple times, and they did not respond.
Back. No. So if anyone out there works for Moodfuse, we like what you do.
I think they might be a little bit defunct. Yeah.
Well, but let's see if we get defunct as our genre this week.
I feel
week.
Like every third episode, something is explicitly funky.
I like explicitly funky as a... Just as a state to be in.
I'm also sick, just by the way, so if you hear me sniffling or if you notice that my voice is particularly sultry, it's because I have a block of snot in my face.
Great.
I also, just for the listeners at home, look certifiably insane right now because I'm wearing my, like, nice work shirt, full face makeup, jewelry, came from work, and Scott's basketball shorts because it's freaking hot here and I just had on like nice pants
and you know I just have a wealth of basketball shorts to spare.
You just did laundry, so I truly appreciate it.
True.
Yeah,
that's my only pair of basketball shorts.
What, you don't play so much basketball, Scott?
Listeners may have guessed by my I don't know where that
tone of voice. You sound so tall.
Tweet how tall you think I am. I'm on moodfuse.com. What do you say we find a genre?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
All right.
What should the song spinner?
You really don't know anything about
this. Where are
we? Oh my gosh. We're in your apartment.
What should the salad spinner sound like today? Me playing basketball?
Sure.
Dribble, dribble, dribble. Home run.
Ooh.
Trance.
Trance music.
We have not done trance yet.
No, we have not.
All right, let's find out more about trance music.
Does it have lyrics?
We'll find out.
I feel like I ask that all the time, too.
Trance is a genre of electronic music that developed during the 90s in the Netherlands. I did not know that.
Okay.
It is characterized by a tempo lying between 125 and 150 beats per minute, or BPM, repeating melodic phrases, and a musical form that distinctly builds tension and elements throughout a track, often culminating in 1 to 2 peaks or drops. So that's like the...
opposite.
When will the beat drop? When will the beat drop?
The Key and Peele sketch?
Lonely Island.
Oh, Lonely Island. Yeah.
Although trance is a genre of its own, it liberally incorporates influences from other musical styles, such as techno, house, pop, chill out, classical, tech house, ambient, and film music.
That's a weird, very eclectic group
of... It's a pretty good mix.
Yeah.
Here we go. Trance can be purely instrumental, although vocals are a common feature.
Common feature. Okay.
Typically, they are performed by mezzo-soprano to soprano female soloists. Who are not sick with head colds.
Right.
Often without verse or chorus structure. That's interesting. Structured vocal form in trance music forms the basis of the vocal trance subgenre, which has been described as grand, soaring, and operatic, and ethereal female leads floating amongst the synths.
This is the wrong genre for us.
I think it's going to be exciting.
Okay, so, but what is it saying? It's saying without a verse chorus structure. So mm-hmm. it's just...
Just kind of just, like a vocal line. Just an isolated vocal line that happens like as part of the build and elements and pieces of the track.
Interesting.
Leading to the drop.
I mean, if I had my druthers, like that's how I'd write all the time. So, cool.
Here's a little more info. A trance refers to a state of hypnotism and heightened consciousness. Thank you. This is portrayed in trance music by the mixing of layers with distinctly foreshadowed buildup and release.
Okay.
A characteristic of virtually all trance music is a mid-song climax followed by a soft breakdown, disposing of beats and percussion entirely and leaving the melody and or atmospherics to stand alone for an extended period before gradually building up again.
Huh.
So that's like a common thing that you'll hear in a lot of this kind of electronic music, is that it's this big build to this big drop, and then all of a sudden it's just like kind of washy synthesizers and strings or whatever, and then the drums come back in. And
so like in Sandstorm.
Yes.
So it does a like, and then there's that one part where it's just like,
right.
Boom.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's like the washy melody kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good example.
Thanks.
That's nice.
I'm glad you got it off from those noises I just made.
I did.
So, the Wikipedia page for trance music,
mm-hmm.
riddled with citation needed, as far as the history section goes.
Okay.
So, in the opening paragraphs of this article, it says that it developed in the 1990s in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
But later in the article, which is, I think, why there's a lot of citations needed, it actually cites that it started in London, or at least the word and the sort of referring to music as trance music
sure.
started in London in 1988.
Good year.
I know. Because that's the year we were born.
We didn't need to specify.
I know, but then people are going to be like, why do you think it's a good year? Are you weird?
I don't know. Tweet about it.
Will tweet. I'll take my feelings to Twitter. So the KLF were a British techno rave act.
Cool.
But they called one of their tracks "What Time Is Love?" (Parentheses) Pure Trance 1. And on the record sleeve, it's also annotated as Pure Trance.
Now that's what I call trance.
Yep, exactly. Volume 1. but then it says that that track actually wasn't classified as trance because it doesn't have the features of trance, but there's zero citation on that. The citation literally says, according to whom, question mark. So someone's like getting sassy on the Wikipedia page.
Jeez.
There's a German group that has actually come up a lot called Jam and Spoon that sped up those tracks. And kind of, I think that was sort of the start of the... faster,
what we now know of as trance.
Yes. So really German and British seems to be the prevailing origin story here. But others credit Klaus Schulze, a German experimental electronic music artist.
The Germans were really good at experimental electronic music.
Yeah. he was a minimalist artist. And he used repetitive rhythms and arpeggiated sounds.
All good.
And you have an arpeggiator on your keyboard, don't you?
I do, yes.
What does that mean?
So an arpeggio is a sequence of notes.
Islands in the sea.
That's an archipelago.
Oh!
aren't you glad I knew that to put the punchline on your joke?
Yeah.
The arpeggio is a sequence of notes that make up a chord but are played individually. So if you play the root, the third, the fifth of a chord in sequence, that is arpeggiating the chord.
Hmm.
So an arpeggiator is a tool that's built into a lot of synthesizers where you can play a whole block of notes at once, but it automatically breaks them up into patterns.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Long story short, it grew in popularity throughout the 90s, and arguably it was commercially most successful in the latter half of the 90s and the early 2000s.
Great.
That's the history of trance music.
Great. Well, yeah. I'm going to talk about the music of trance music. So you mentioned a couple things, and we talked about a little bit in the intro that we read. But the tempo, like we talked about in past episodes, the tempo of electronic dance music really affects the genre that it's a part of.
Right.
So when we did drum and bass, that tempo was pretty quick. It was like around 160 beats per minute.
It was like every 10 beats per minute, like changed genres right. or whatever.
So trance is categorized as between 125 and 150 beats per minute. So okay. it's a little bit slower. So, you know, that's not the only factor that makes it considered trance music. But that's one of the main factors is that tempo range. It also is always in 4-4 time, meaning four beats to a bar. And the melodies occupy 32 beat phrases. So that means every melody is 8 bars, basically. Oh,
that's very interesting.
Yeah. And that way, an important element of trance is layering new instruments to create these big builds to the drops that are the, uh-huh. the climaxes in the song. So you have an 8-bar melody, and every time the melody finishes, you can then introduce a new element or a new layer in the second 8 bars, and then the third 8 bars, fourth 8 bars, etc.
This is very formulaic.
Very.
More formulaic than I think any other genre that we've
exactly
explored so far.
Yeah, for sure. Huh. Kick drum, meaning like a bass drum, is placed four on
the floor?
Every downbeat, meaning it's 4 on the floor.
Yes!
And a regular open hi-hat is placed on the upbeat or every 8th division of the bar. So that's...
Bum-ta.
Exactly. You're learning.
I know.
Percussion elements are added at major transitions, and the builds and climaxes are foreshadowed by what they call on Wikipedia lengthy snare rolls. So what that means is like when you hear the snare drums going like ba 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 ka 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 you know, it just like gets faster and faster, leading to the climaxes. With the synthesizers, rapid arpeggios are a common feature, and it's usually in a minor key. And the arpeggios and synthesizers provide the central melodies or hooks of the song. This says, in the section before the breakdown, the lead motif is often introduced in a sliced up and simplified form to give the audience a taste of what they will hear after the breakdown. Then later, the final climax is usually a culmination of the first part of the track mixed with the main melodic reprise.
I can answer this question for you.
That's great.
In Sandstorm. Yeah. I'm gonna just whenever you're hearing the like whooshing and you know how it's like da-da-da-da.
Yes.
I think that's what it means.
So there, you're getting little, snippets like, of the melody.
Yeah, and then after it like comes back in full force, you're hearing like... Right.
So it's giving you a taste of what's to come.
Yeah, exactly.
In the breakdown.
But it's just like, hey. Hey. Hey.
That's
get
great.
Get ready.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you for explaining that. Wikipedia is just confusing.
No, I think it's just because 18 people wrote that paragraph they're using different words.
So those are the basic music elements of trance, and that gives us a general idea of what we need to do. So this is The Age of Love, the Jam and Spoon mix. It is this YouTube video posted by Method has a picture of the Virgin Mary,
yep.
And it says... My top 10 techno trance tracks.
Techno trance tracks is hard to say.
It is. So here it is, The Age of Love, Jam and Spoon.
Come on. Dance with me, come on, dance with me, move your body, your legs with beat. Come on, dance with me, move your body, your legs with beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. when we read some comments.
Top YouTube comments from The Age of Love by Jam and Spoon.
I mean, we got comments like Timeless, one of my favorites, the best, you know, like your standard run-of-the-mill comments. And then we get a little bit more interesting, like one of those tracks that killed it in every setting. So haunting, so hot.
I'm nearly 48, and I still love it.
Here's my favorite. Was raving in my mom's belly when this was first heard. Good times, man. Still raving.
That's like a poem. It's just so beautiful.
And then we get...
Okay.
This makes my eyes water. Thank you, Rolf and Mark. You can always kiss my pussy in the big room.
What's the big room?
I don't want to go to the big room. Don't make me go to the big room.
I need an adult in the big room. The big room.
Let's not go to the big room.
Are you Googling big room?
No.
Oh.
I'm Googling vocal trance.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the lyrics to that, in case you couldn't tell, were come on, dance with me, move your body, and lots of beats.
B-E-A-T-S.
Yes, not B-E-E-T-S. Though, arguably, with that sentence construction, B-E-E-T-S would have made more sense.
Should we find our topic?
Let's do our topic.
Here we go.
Remember, you have to play basketball.
Hoop dreams.
Skitski Island.
This article has multiple issues.
Okay, first of all, Skitski Island is spelled like this, which is why I'm saying it like that. S-K-I-T-S-K-I-Y.
Skitski Island,
which is in Russia. Russia? Arkosauria. What is that? Okay, wait.
It's the island of the hermits.
Skeet. It's the island of Skeet?
Oh, skeet. Situated directly on the northwestern shore of the island of Vlam, separated in the southeast. What is this
say
word?
I want you to say that word.
Shrednyadyatskom.
Oh, shit. You slayed that.
That's my one Russian moment of the year.
Oh, man. I took Russian for a whole year and I don't.
I did too.
Eighth grade. Oh, eighth grade. I took it in college.
Southwest of the Moscow Channel. It got its name because it is the Skeet of All Saints, a.k.a. the White Monastery.
What?
The monastery was built by Abbot Nazarius in 1789 through 1793 on the supposed site of a solitary chapel. This makes no sense.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Just read it. Solitary chapel named Reverend Alexander Sversky.
In the middle of the 19th century.
Roman numerals are hard, guys.
They are. On the initiative of the
Hegumen Damaskin
of the monastery, was rebuilt by the famous Russian architect A.M. with Ermin, which is a little rodent.
Yeah.
And was a small town fortress.
No, small town a fortress.
Small town a fortress.
Small town a fortress.
Framed by magnificent, magnificent pine.
Asinapine.
Fir and oak alleys. Body, fence, and towers of the monastery were painted white, hence its second name, White.
Okay, so this is gobbledygook.
I've never read a Wikipedia article as terrible as this.
It was the most severe on the charter skeet at the monastery. Here do not eat meat, fish, and dairy food.
The pilgrims were allowed here only once a year. That's all one sentence. It was inhabited by about 20 people. Simply charter the monastery in 1894 was allowed in Neoplon days to taste the milk. Women can only get here on the feast day with a procession to All Saints Day. White Skit repeated the fate of Vala Monastery of the utensils, including icons. V.P. Peshikanova is now in Finland. I just figured it out.
What?
This was written in Russian and translated English.
Absolutely. 100% it was.
So.
All skitski.
All skitski. Skitski.
Listen, this is the best article to have gotten on a genre that we don't need a verse and chorus structure on.
True.
Also, clearly an Orthodox Christian monastery.
Yep.
Which I am familiar with because it's my family background.
Uh-huh.
And it said that it takes like operatic, classical, all different kinds of genres.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we do like
Gregorian chant?
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm gonna let you.
Oh, 100%. I got it.
And I'm gonna build a trance track that's going to blow your mind.
Also, can we please call it the Skeet of All Saints?
The image in my head right now
is horrible.
Is horrible.
That's why you're going to hell.
Here we go.
So I realized that with an Orthodox hymn.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking back to like the hymns I actually liked singing when I was part of the Orthodox Church.
Yep.
Which were many, but
hey, a good hymn's a good hymn.
Yeah, the services were very long.
I bet.
Usually about 90 minutes long. When I went to church camp, we weren't allowed to eat before. We went to church twice a day,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't allowed to eat before the morning service.
Yep.
And we weren't allowed to eat after dinner the night before.
Okay.
So kids passed out during church service all the time. And there weren't any pews. You couldn't sit.
Oh, wow.
So everyone had to stand for 90 minutes. And, of course, there's a bunch of, like, 8-year-olds. They're locking their legs.
Right.
Cutting off the blood flow to their little brains.
Yeah.
Without any calories in them. And they're just dropping like flies. Like, just...
Now, you said church camp. Did you mean space camp?
I also did go to space camp.
Just wanted to get that
out
there.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Just wanted to get that out
there. Scott doesn't know what wind is, so just gonna get that out there.
But what is wind?
Okay. I feel like because I went to space camp, I like should be able to explain wind to you, and like I can't.
There you go.
But
you can't. It's a mystery no one knows.
No, it's air that moves.
Yeah, but why is it moving?
Because there are pressure differentials.
Yeah, but like what's hitting you in the face?
Air pressure.
Yeah, but why is it different in one place than another?
Did you feel that when I blew on your face?
That was CO2. That wasn't wind.
Oh my God. So anyway, I was trying to remember without like kind of having PTSD style flashbacks what my favorite hymns were. And trying to, like, Google them to get, like, the tunes.
Blessing of the passed out child.
Yeah, exactly. And I found two, but the one that we settled on was O Pure Virgin, which is a hymn to, obviously, the Virgin Mary. But they're, like, tones. I think they're called tones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, like, fourth tone or whatever. And that means that you, like, go up on this part and down on this part. And then you go, like,
right.
Like, on the end of, like, every third line or whatever. Yeah. So it's, like, a pattern
that
you follow.
That's called organum.
Organum?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. And I took a Renaissance counterpoint class in college where we learned all about it.
Good Lord. Yeah. But the best chanters in churches and synagogues and all that kind of jazz
mm-hmm.
are able to say like, okay, this is in like the third tone or whatever. And I know that that means that I sing this whole piece of text in a certain inflection and
right.
on certain notes.
Right.
Whereas,
cool.
So they're not following music. They're just following the pattern that's in their head.
Right.
It's cool. So anyway, we wanted to incorporate that melody somehow mm-hmm. into our trance song.
Yeah, for sure. Because we saw with our research into vocal trance that they sometimes use operatic, you know, themes or whatever.
Classical themes.
And instead of using operatic or classical themes, we thought it would be appropriate because our topic is a monastery on an island.
Russian Orthodox monastery. Right,
we would do one of these chants.
Yeah.
So Shannon Deep is going to sing that for you.
I'm sorry.
And
I'm sorry to the church.
On the following lyrics.
Skit ski, taste the milk. Skit ski, taste the milk. Taste the milk. Taste the milk. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then here do not eat,
meat, fish, and dairy food. No meat, fish, and dairy food. Dairy food, dairy food. Dairy food, dairy food. Dairy food.
Skitsky.
Skitsky. Yeah.
So there you go. There we have it.
So really, we just pulled quotes from the
right
ill-translated Wikipedia article.
And what did we say our title was going to be? The Skeet of All Saints?
Skeet of All Saints!
For the music, I've found a couple elements here. We have a trance beat that is the classic four on the floor kick drum happening on every downbeat. And then we also have a couple other layers, like a pad synth, which is a synthesizer that's really just kind of holding out the harmony. And then we have a lead synthesizer, which is playing a melody. And then we have the snare drum crescendo, I guess I'll call it, which is the increasing beats of the snare drum leading up to the breakdown. So that's the structure of our trance song.
I think it sounds awesome and not at all disrespectful to an entire branch of Christianity. I'm sorry.
Not at all. Taste the milk.
But no dairy food.
But no dairy food. Taste the milk without the dairy food.
No dairy food. I feel like I'm being punished.
Why do you feel that way?
That was really hard.
Because I make you sing?
Well, first of all, because you make me sing.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, can we just... let me just list all the things I had to do.
Go.
I had to, first of all, remember the tune of a hymn I have not sung in a very long time.
Yep.
I had to sing that hymn in a different key.
Yep.
I had to sing that hymn in a different key... in a different time signature,
because
the hymn is in 3-4 and we're in 4-4.
Yep.
And probably something else.
You had to sing different words.
And I had to sing different words
nope.
to the hymn in the different key and the different time signature on the beat while listening to the beat that you had.
You know what I say to that?
Actor's problem. Ah, I knew you were gonna
say that. Performer's problem. But I thought it worked swimmingly.
Swimmingly might be a little bit of an exaggeration. Also, it is, for someone who, like, doesn't like hearing herself sing, sitting next to you while you, like, obsessively niggle over every little pitch, and I'm just hearing my voice go, like, oh, it's like divine torture. Like... And I know you're just thinking of it as pitches, but it's just yep. like, that came out of my body. And yep. like, it sounds like a dying ostrich.
Hey, I mean, I pitch correct myself, too.
I know, but, like, it's still just so horrible listening to it.
But not for you at home. You're welcome.
Well, maybe. Would you dance to this?
I did dance to this.
We did. We actually did dance to
it. I think it's cool. I love the, I just love the moments in trance music when, like, it drops out and gets, like, you
Wooshy.
Know, ethereal. And whenever we talk about those moments, we put our hands in the air.
We
and
do. Move them around. We look like the guys at the used car dealerships that go like,
yeah, exactly. Woo! Whenever the beat drops the out, we're just guys. Like, whoa.
Yeah. Also, you'll hear the air conditioner, but
deal with it.
You're not here. We are. It's hot.
Well, there it is. Your trance song about the skeet of all saints.
Skeet of all saints, which, by the way, is spelled S-K-E-T-E.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised that it's not spelled the dirty way.
Thank you for listening.
You can find us on Twitter at SongSaladCast.
You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review. Like and share.
Satchel, Stitcher, Blueberry, Podmother.
Wagon Wheel. What the heck? You're just like listing things again, it sounds like. Satchel, Stitcher, Wagon Wheel, Stirrup, Cast Iron Skillet, Beans.
Oregon Trail.
Because Satchel and Stitcher sound like old-timey Western things.
Scott has died of diphtheria.
Oxen.
Oxen, yeah. Oh, God. Anyway.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're... Shannon and Scott. And Shannon and Scott.
Was that a 3-4 or 4-4?
That was 4-4. Stay tuned for a blooper.
No!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Taste the milk. It doesn't make any sense!